Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Liminal Church of Ventura. We're glad you're here, whether you're joining us in person or online. Today is our regular end of the month contemplative gathering, so we'll be spending some time considering a couple of things. Loving your enemies and noticing the insignificant. I'll pause a few times to allow you to reflect on what we're talking about. For the last month or two, we've been looking at Strength to Love by Martin Luther King Jr. In line with this, I'd like to start the morning by considering the words of Jesus when he encouraged us to love our enemies. Even as I'm saying this, I'm reminded of something that Catherine said in her last teaching. She said, "For those of us who say we follow Rabbi Jesus, love is a requirement. It's a mandate. We are mandated to love because, as Ruth Haley Barton says, love is the deepest calling of the Christian life, the standard by which our lives is measured." Jesus once was asked, "What's the most important commandment?" He responded, "Love the Lord your God." The Lord your God is one. Forgot that part. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself." And in Matthew 5, Jesus said, "You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy." "I'm challenging that," Jesus said. "I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst, for then you're working out of your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does." Before we go any further, I want to say that some of you may have people in your lives that are not safe to engage with, either on an emotional or a physical level. Perhaps out of their own brokenness, they display abusive behavior towards those around them. There are no simple answers when it comes to relationships like this. And I don't want to suggest otherwise. If you have such a person in your life, my hope and prayer is that you are able to navigate that relationship and, with the aid of professionals if necessary, find ways to set appropriate boundaries and make appropriate decisions that will ensure your safety. So, for this morning, let's set aside those types of relationships as we consider who else might be our enemies. Perhaps it's someone who has strong opinions that run contrary to yours. Or maybe it's someone whose communication style rubs you the wrong way. Or maybe it's a political figure. Or maybe even someone in your own family who gets on your last nerve. Can you bring to mind one such person? What do you think that person's underlying needs might be? Are you aware of anything in that person's background that might have caused them to be the way they are? Consider what feelings stir within you when you think of this person, and what might be behind those feelings. Take a few minutes to ponder those questions. In her last teaching, Ginny said, "I can do a few little things that might make a difference to at least a couple of people. I can choose to love. I can choose to be a keeper of peace. I can choose to love my neighbor and pray for my enemy. And I can choose to sacrificially extend love even to my enemy to the extent that he or she ceases to become an enemy and becomes instead a person in whom I am able to see the image of God and who just happens to see things differently than I do." Remembering the person that you thought of a moment ago, what would it look like to react to this person out of your true God-created self? With this in mind, can you think of a way to offer love to that person? Is there any way you can communicate differently with them that might open the door to a better conversation? Thank you. Now let's switch gears a little bit and look forward to the coming season. Next Sunday, our teaching team will begin looking at Advent in preparation for Christmas, our celebration of the birth of Jesus. As we approach Advent, let's stop for a moment and consider who baby Jesus seemed to be in his time and place. The Gospel of Luke tells us about Joseph and Mary's trip to Bethlehem. Mary was just about to give birth to Jesus when they arrived, and they could find no place better than a barn for this to happen. In the eyes of the world into which he was born, Jesus was a poor baby born into a poor family, in a poor village, in a poor nation that was subjugated by the Roman Empire. Even if you happen to live in the small town of Bethlehem, this event would not have shown up on your consciousness at all. The baby was born into complete insignificance. We now know the end of the story, but if we had been alive in that place and time, we would have taken no notice of him at all. And yet, God had other ideas about this. God took the utterly insignificant and changed the world. Today, let's reflect on the question of whether that same pattern of God's action is true for us. Might it be true that God shows up in seemingly insignificant ways again and again? Does God continue to choose to be present in the world in small ways that might escape our notice? Might this be true in your life as well? Has this happened in your past? Take a moment to look back and try to find something that seemed small and insignificant when it first happened, but turned out to be God's presence in your life. Look back at that moment. Can you think of something or someone who may seem small and insignificant on the surface, but could actually be God's way of being present with you today? Is it possible that you have been that seemingly insignificant part of bringing God's presence into someone else's life? I remember a time recently when I was talking with my spiritual director about my desire to experience God more deeply on an emotional level. Okay, to be honest, I was complaining about not experiencing God in my life consistently and regularly. I was rambling on about knowing God and feeling loved by God and feeling connected to God or not. After listening patiently until I wound down a bit, he encouraged me to be open to divine visitations when they do come, and to always be looking for grace when it descends so that I'm not caught dozing. This sounds a lot like noticing when God shows up in seemingly insignificant ways and chooses to be present in my life in small ways that may escape my notice if I'm not paying attention. If we're paying attention, might we even find God choosing to love our enemies through us? If we accept God's invitation and look for opportunities to cooperate with God's presence. God is working in all things, not just big, momentous things. God often works in our lives using small things, seemingly insignificant things, to accomplish big things, to bring healing to brokenness, to change our lives and the lives of others. It hasn't been a very long time this morning, but as our time does come to an end, if we could have the ushers come up front and we'll be taking communion together. Taking communion, sharing bread and juice, could also seem somewhat insignificant. Over the centuries, however, it has served to bind the church together and to remind us of God's love for us, even when we may, at times, act like his enemies. We do this to remember all that Jesus means to us, his followers. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is broken for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." At Liminal Church, all are welcome to share this tradition. When you come to receive the elements of communion, please come up the two middle aisles, and then when you return to your seats, use the outer aisles. Come and take communion whenever you're ready. Brief though it was, our contemplative time is finished for today. After we're all finished, there will be someone in the back if you would like some prayer about anything that we talked about today or anything else in your life. If you need support or prayer or someone to talk to, there will be people in the back waiting. Feel free to remain here in silence as long as you like. When you do leave, please leave quietly and wait to have conversations until you're out in the coffee bar or the entry area. Thank you for being here today. Hope to see you next week. Go in peace and love.